we're going to look at those verses a little bit later. I just want to introduce you to something. I thought I'd just bring it this morning. I've been doing a lot of research, or not research, but reading a lot about the old Bible Christian movement, which was in North Devon. Have you all heard of the Bible Christian movement? Some of you are looking at me like I'm mad, but I can assure you I'm not. Now, you've all heard of Cheviot College, haven't you? Well, that was started by the Bible Christian movement and Edgehill College. Now, that was started by the Bible Christian movement. Now then, anybody went to Edgehill College? Yeah, two people, there you are, see? So they will know all about the Bible Christian movement. It was a great movement. It was like, if I might say it, a Pentecostal movement in the Methodists. Now, have you all heard of Billy Bray, the Cornish miner? Yeah? Well, he was a Bible Christian. And he went around. And if you go out into the country and look at all the little chapels, a lot of the Methodist ones, they have on a plaque on the wall outside, Bible Christian Chapel. Because it was built as a Bible Christian chapel. And then in 1906, they united with the Methodists and it became the United Methodist Church. But many years ago, I was out in the country preaching, and I used to go to these little chapels, and I used to have lovely times, because they knew revival back in 1816 to 1824. There was a great revival in these little chapels, and all the farm people used to come, you know, and they were converted. Incredible. And one of the men who was converted was a man called William Allen. And he lived, was born at Newton St. Petroc. And he was born into a very, very poor family. And he became a farm labourer. He couldn't read. And he couldn't write. And when he got older, he was converted. And he became an itinerant visitor, going round to all these little chapels. And he was used to encourage them in the Christian life. And he would go and see people. And if somebody was ill, he would go and pray with them. And do you know, something happened. They were healed. Incredible. And this is the journal of his life. Somebody wrote it. And when I was out in the country preaching, a lady, a lovely godly lady, gave it to me because she knew I was interested many, many years ago. Now, I'm trying to get it rebound because it's an incredible book. This book is about 180 years old, okay? And you can have a look at it afterwards. I'm trying to find somebody who would do that for me. But anyhow, what my desire is, in time, I want it to go back. The man was called William Allen. Now, there's loads of Allens in North Devon, okay? And I want it to go back to the family. Because I know that if anything happens to me, probably my boys will throw it out, not knowing the value of it, you know, which is natural. You know, like that. And so I asked my sister, sister-in-law, because she's the fount of all knowledge in these things, if she could trace it for me. And she looked up on Ancestry.com, because she loves that sort of thing, and she found that somebody had done an Allen tree. And so she got in contact with this person. And this person got in contact with me, and she said to me that she was a direct descendant of this man. So I hope perhaps one day I shall give it back to her. Now then, why am I telling you all this? Listen to this. Listen to this, okay? Are you ready? And this was in about 1820, around that area. At Litlam, I held a meeting amongst the Wesleyan Methodists. Now, if you go to Litlam, their Methodist chapel is an old Wesleyan. It's not a Bible Christian chapel. And while speaking, the power of God came down upon us in a wonderful manner. A person was set at liberty who had been seeking God for 6 years, and the people of God were so overwhelmed with his presence that they shouted aloud for thankfulness and joy. From that, I went to Habersham. Isn't that incredible? Where I found a great many souls perishing in their sin. Now, what a way to put it, isn't it? But see, it's today, isn't it? Now, I was thinking about when he came to Habersham, you know, there was no tarmac road or anything. There's only a lane, and they were thatched cottages, and probably all these people were farm labourers. And that. I held a meeting there, but it was a barren season. Isn't that sad? Oh, that the Lord would open their eyes and save them. And then he went on. And that was a little bit, I just thought you might be interested to hear that about Habersham. You know, even in those days, it was a barren season. And we just got to pray, haven't we, that the Lord will move in a wonderful way in these days in which we live in. Right. Now, you know, I said before when I've been here, I always have an old hymn for people. Well, we're going to have an old hymn at the end. But I'm going to introduce you to a new hymn, a new song. And you can sit and sing it. Some of you may know it. It's a lovely, lovely little song. Carolyn, will you play it through a couple